It's Local 3 IBEW and NECA postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. Padres beat the Mets 6-0 in this winner-take-all deciding game in the Wild Card Series, and the Padres played the Dodgers now in the National League Division Series. The Mets were ready to party up a win tonight and then go to L.A., fly overnight, and get ready for the next round, but it never happened. Nothing happened tonight in a good way for the Mets, especially offensively, as the highlight show is brought to you by Amaze Light Festival. Coming to Citi Field November 17th, be amazed. Visit AmazeLightFestival.com for details. And as this one got started tonight, the Mets, with Chris Bassett on the mound, he worked a 1-2-3 top of the first. Joe Musgrove did the same in the bottom of the first. And the Padres would get going in the top of the second as Josh Bell led off with a base hit. Bassett would retire the next two, and then he would see some command problems. Ha-Seong Kim and Trent Grisham both walked. Bassett, though, with the bases loaded and two outs, still had a chance to get out of the inning without giving up a run. Austin Nola was the batter. Bassett got ahead two strikes. Nola fouled a few pitches off, and then Bassett left a curveball in the strike zone on 0-2.
Bassett now. That's the sign from Nito. Come set. The 0-2 to Nola. Breaking ball pulled on the ground left side. Base hit into left field. Bell is in. Kim around third. He comes home to score standing. The throw goes to third. Stopping at second, Grisham. And on at first with a two-run single is Austin Nola. And the Padres have a 2-0 lead.
Big hit from Austin Nola. Two out, two-run single with two strikes. Driving that ball into left field to score Bell and Kim. A quick turning point of the game sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Jeff McNeil spoke before the game about the importance of scoring first in these types of games. And it was important tonight. The Padres had the early lead, and the Mets just could not do anything against Joe Musgrove, who retired the first 12 consecutive hitters, had four perfect innings, and by the time that fourth inning ended, the Padres had added another run. In the top of the fourth with two outs, Ha-Seong Kim drew another walk against Chris Bassett. Kim quickly stole second to put himself in scoring position for Trent Grisham. The 1-1. Grisham lines one to center. It's past Lindor in a center field, a base hit. Kim rounds third. He will score easily. Nimmo's throw is cut off, and Trent Grisham strikes again. It's a two-out RBI single. All three Padre runs now have scored with two outs, and it is 3-0 San Diego here in the fourth. Grisham drove in a run in every game in this series. He batted 500 with two home runs. He was on base four times in this game, three times yesterday, and had the home run off Scherzer Friday. A huge series for Grisham, and that the smash of the game presented by Smash Burger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So the Mets down by three as the game would enter the top of the fifth inning with a new pitcher out there for the Mets. David Peterson was the first man out of the bullpen in this winner-take-all game, and he would give up a run. Jurickson Profar singled to lead off the fifth. Juan Soto bunted Profar to second, and then Manny Machado would extend the Padre lead again.
Now Machado, the Mets have held pretty well in check, 1-for-10 in this series, but that one hit was a home run. 3-0 San Diego. Pitch and a liner to right center. That's a base hit. Profar hits third. He'll score easily. Marte flings it into second. Holding it first with an RBI single is Manny Machado. The Padres have a 4-0 lead.
4-0 San Diego before the Mets would even get their first base runner. They'd only have two in the game. Pete Alonso singled to right field to lead off the bottom of the fifth. That would be the only Mets hit. Later in the seventh inning, Starling Marte drew a walk, made it to second. He was the only Met to even get that far tonight. It was Joe Musgrove's night as he worked seven innings in a shutout performance, a one-hit performance in a winner-take-all game. 25 times in postseason history that a pitcher has gone at least seven shutout innings in a winner-take-all game. The last two times it's happened here at Citi Field. Mentioned Madison Bumgarner in the wild card game in 2016. He and Noah Syndergaard actually both worked seven scoreless innings in that game. Bumgarner made it all nine. And now tonight it's Musgrove going seven, allowing just one hit against the Mets. The Mets, though, would keep it close at least for a while including a moment in the top of the seventh inning when the Padres had a chance to break it open. They had runners on second and third, nobody out. But Seth Lugo and Michael Givens combined for three straight strikeouts to end the seventh inning, as that was the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Givens would stay out for the start of the eighth inning. He allowed a walk and a base hit to Kim and Grisham. The bottom of the Padre order got on base collectively nine times tonight. And in that top of the eighth inning, the Padres would kick the door down for good. And it was against Edwin Diaz that Juan Soto delivered the final blow to the Mets tonight.
First pitch, dribbled down the third baseline, a fair ball, a base hit. Kim scores around third. Grisham, he'll come home standing and holding at first with a two-run ground ball single. Just inside the third base bag is Juan Soto, and the Padres have a 6-0 lead. And now this crowd is completely stunned.
Six zip, Soto with two hits tonight, two RBIs. That base hit off Diaz to make it 6-0. Those runs charged to Michael Givens. Trevor May worked a 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning. Once Musgrove exited, it was Robert Suarez pitching the bottom of the eighth. He struck out two. And then Josh Hader would finish it in the bottom of the ninth. The final batter for the Mets this year was Starling Marte.
Hader sets. Here's the pitch. On a ground ball to third, charged by Machado. He's got it. Slings it across to first. In time, the ball game is over. And a 101 win season for the New York Mets, which featured such excitement and carried such promise, ends in extremely disappointing fashion, as they are beaten in the wild card series 2-1 by the San Diego Padres, who are out congratulating each other near the pitcher's mound. Congratulations to manager Bob Melvin and the Padres. They'll go on to face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Division Series.
Final score, 6-0. The Mets' season is over. 101 wins, the second most in franchise history over the course of a regular season, but just one playoff win, no playoff series victories. The Padres take 2 out of 3 at Citi Field in this wild card weekend, and they move on. They will play the Dodgers in the National League Division Series.